Kira Bursky certainly didn't ask for a disruption like the coronavirus, but as she talks about her latest video project, she sounds almost giddy about the effect of self-isolation.
One of the coolest things is finally having this freedom to experiment. And so because of what's going on right now, it was a very natural thing for me to just finally try it.
Bursky said she's mapping digital projections onto her drawings and turning these hybrids into short YouTube videos. And these represent just some of the new art people in this region say they wouldn't otherwise be making if not for the time afforded by the pandemic.
These are definitely just more sketchpad wraps, just something to keep me entertained, something to share with people.
Tyler Jackson is an Asheville rapper who records and performs under the name Musashi Zero. After the coronavirus took hold in Western North Carolina, Jackson sent out an open call of sorts to beat producers. Jackson raps over their beats and publishes the results to his Instagram.
Because of the nature of doing like an Instagram song series, the format's like less rigid and there's like less investment. I'm not having to mix it, master it, and go through the full process of completing it. It's good for networking and just for having fun, kind of taking things back to their fundamental base level.
Artists of all disciplines are struggling during the coronavirus, financially, of course, but also with the very nature of their art. For some, the pandemic is a direct influence. For others, their art is a distraction from it. There's also the challenge of attracting and engaging an audience virtually through the screen of a phone or a laptop and wondering about the relevance of it all. And then there's the matter of motivation during a time ripe for depression.
And today is not a good day for me.
Barbie Angel is a writer, performer, and storyteller in Asheville.
I tried to do what everybody else is doing. I'm like, oh, I have time to do projects in the house and do some art. I've been trying to use art to make everybody else laugh and help everybody else through all of this, but I'm very high risk for the virus. So I'm in my scared phase right now.
Still, Angel is working up a coronavirus-inspired piece for a Montford Park Players project next summer involving three other local women writers.
When I sat down and wrote the things that I've written, I had to get it out of my brain. I can do these Facebook Live videos and stuff, but not having an audience, I can't practice this stuff and see what lines work, what deliveries work.
Nina Kawar is a visual artist who works out of the Marshall High Studios. Normally a sculptor who works in ceramics, Kawar has used this time to turn back to woodworking, something she hasn't done since college, and also writing poetry and drawing, and she's picked up the guitar and begun singing again.
I'm at a place now where I am slowing down in a way that I needed to. I think it just comes down to giving myself permission to create without having the pressure of money. There's something in the freedom that we have right now without the pressure of even knowing where we're going to go from here as far as where our business is or our art in general is.
Here's filmmaker Kira Bursky.
I feel like I've kind of been retraining my mindset in terms of just like my whole creative process moving forward. My process is going to stem from a much healthier place. And I can even see that in the stories I'm telling right now, because it all has to do with joy and that process of inner healing and coming to a place of transformation.
And these artists say they expect the self-isolation to have lasting impacts on their art long after the pandemic. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.